Chapter 6. Painkiller. By noon, word of the murder had spread. A bloody knife had been found, and someone had recognized it as belonging to Muff Potter. Someone else had spotted Potter washing himself at 2 in the morning. Since he wasn't the cleaning type, people soon suspected him. The entire village drifted toward the graveyard. Soon the crowd could be heard calling for Potter's hanging. When Tom arrived, he caught Huck's eye. The sheriff came through, pulling Potter by the elbow.
"I didn't do it," Potter sobbed.
He spotted Injun Joe.
"Joe, you promised you'd never."
The sheriff thrust a knife at Potter.
"Is this yours?"
Potter almost fell to the ground.
"Tell them, Joe, it ain't no use."
Injun Joe told his version of the story. Tom and Huck thought lightning would strike Joe's head for his lying ways. But nothing happened. No one suspected Joe was lying. Everyone wanted to tar and feather Joe for snatching a body out of the grave, but they were too afraid of him to do anything about it. After all, they had Potter. His crime was worse. Tom felt guilty about his secret. Over the next few days, he had a hard time sleeping. At breakfast one day, Sid said,
"Tom, you keep talking in your sleep. It's keeping me awake."
"What's on your mind?" asked Aunt Polly.
Tom's hands shook as he answered,
"Nothing."
"Last night," said Sid, "you kept saying, 'It's blood, it's blood, that's what it is.'"
Aunt Polly came to Tom's relief without knowing it.
"It's that murder," she said. "I dream about it too."
Mary chimed in, saying she did too. Sid seemed satisfied and didn't mention it again. Just to be safe, Tom pretended that he had a sore tooth. He tied up his jaws with a bandage each night to keep himself from talking. Tom never knew that when he fell asleep, Sid slipped the bandage off. Sid hoped to make sense out of Tom's words. During this time, Tom felt so guilty about his secret that he visited Potter in jail. He brought him small comforts. To add to Tom's misery, Becky was ill and had stopped coming to school. Tom became so upset that even thoughts of pirates no longer interested him. This worried Aunt Polly. She tried all sorts of remedies to cure him, but nothing worked. Tom grew paler. He became quieter. Finally, Aunt Polly discovered something called painkiller. She ordered lots of it. It was simply fire in liquid form. Soon, Tom decided that it was time to come out of his fog. He pretended to take the medicine. He made Aunt Polly believe the painkiller was fixing him. But Tom never took a lick. He poured it down the crack in his floorboard. One day, while in the act, his cat came along begging for a taste. Tom warned him,
"Don't ask for it unless you want it, Peter."
Peter purred louder, so Tom pried his mouth open and poured painkiller in. Peter sprang a couple of yards in the air. He set off running around the room. Potted plants were turned over and furniture was shredded. When Aunt Polly came to see the commotion, she saw a teaspoon sticking out from the bed.
"Tom, you didn't."
But she couldn't be mad. If it had made Peter feel this way, what would it have done to Tom? When Tom went off to school, he was ready for more suffering. Then his heart gave a leap. Becky had returned to school. He ran outside and started doing all sorts of tricks. That's when he heard Becky say,
"Some people think they're mighty smart, always showing off."
Tom's cheeks burned. He stood up and slithered away. He was crushed and heavy-hearted. His mind was made up now. Tom knew what he would do. Lead a life of crime. There was no other choice. Tom wandered down the path away from school and met Joe Harper. Joe looked as sad as Tom. Joe's mother had whipped him for drinking some cream. It was plain to Joe that his mother was tired of him and wished for him to go, so Joe felt he had to leave. As they walked, the boys agreed that there was some advantages to a life of crime, especially if you were pirates. They chose to begin their pirate adventures on Jackson Island. It was an island where no one lived or visited. They asked Huck to join them. The boys agreed to meet at midnight, with food and fishing hooks and lines to become outlaws. They took a raft and made their way across the river. When they landed on Jackson Island at 2 in the morning, they built a fire and cooked a meal.
"Ain't this great?" said Joe.
"It's nuts," said Tom. "What would the boys say if they could see us?"
"They'd just die to be here, right, Hucky?" said Joe.
"I reckon so," said Huck.
It's all right by me.
It's just the life for me, said Tom. You don't have to go to school, no washing. You see, a pirate don't have to do anything. The boys went on talking about the happy life of a pirate before talk made way for sleep.